In Iraq, U.S. troops continue to come under frequent attack in the so-called Sunni Triangle, an arc of territory west and north of Baghdad that remains a hotbed of support for Saddam Hussein and opposition to the U.S. occupation. Among the latest casualties of this ongoing conflict were the fruit trees of Dulwaiya, a village on the Tigris River about 55 miles north of the capital. Last month, U.S. troops cut down about 5 acres of date palms, orange, and lemon trees to deny cover to Iraqi resistance fighters. The villagers say they've lost their livelihood and they want compensation. NPR's Jackie Lydon reports.
This part of Iraq looks just like the delicate tracery on old Babylonian pottery. Palm trees line both banks of the river and a crescent of island. It's lush, green, but there's a great barren patch of tree stumps just outside the village. This, says Amina Hanin, is where her family of 16 tended fruit trees for the last 20 years. She spoke through the local sheikh, who served as an interpreter.
This farm consists of many trees, for example, palm trees, oranges, apples, lemons, all this stuff. They depend on this for their own living.
In late September, U.S. troops came in the middle of the night and cut down all the trees because, and this is not in dispute, gunmen had been using the grove as cover for attacks on American forces. But Amina cannot think of the extinction of the fruit grove as anything but punishment.
She says the Americans came here and started cutting all these trees. When they first came, they told us they are coming to liberate us, to give us freedom, but this is not true. This didn't happen.
Another Dulwaiya resident acknowledges that attacks on American soldiers were launched from the fruit grove, but he says there was nothing the local villagers could do about it.
We do not know who those who attacked the American forces because, you know, before a week ago, there was a curfew here, starts at 11 o'clock. People couldn't go into their farms at night to stay there. We have no guns even to protect them. Even if we try to see anyone who may attack them, they will shoot us.
The commander of the nearby U.S. base says American troops came under fire from the grove 6 times since July. Since the trees were cut down 3 weeks ago, there have been no attacks. Lieutenant Colonel Jeffrey Springman says he's been meeting daily with the village sheikhs, trying to sort out the many claims for compensation from those who used to tend the trees.
What we are told is 32 families got their livelihood from that 5 acres. When they brought up a claim for those families, I began to question them. That seemed like a lot of families. And what we found is some of those people may have owned one of the trees in the grove and some owned more than one. Right now we're trying to figure out who owned what.
In Iraq, fruit trees, especially date palms, have almost mythic symbolism and certainly real financial importance. The villagers say it will take decades for the trees to grow back. A still angry Amina Hanin says the future is grim, and an old woman chops the stumps of the trees. Holding her fingers to the sky, she curses the soldiers who cut down the trees. Jackie Lydon, NPR News, Dulwaiya, Iraq.